Personality NLP case study for Julia. Since Julia has Chitra rising in Virgo as her ascendant, her personality likely blends precision with a flair for design and structure. Virgo brings a deep analytical focus. She probably has a constant need to improve, refine, and bring order to her environment. But with Chitra as the nakshatra, there's more than just analysis. There's an inner architect, someone who wants to build something beautiful and meaningful. Julia likely has a quiet confidence in her capacity to craft, design, or restore both physical and conceptual systems. She may come across as both grounded and striking, someone who knows how to pay attention to detail, but also sees the bigger pattern when needed. In NLP terms, this ascendant suggests a procedural orientation, especially with Virgo's influence. She likely prefers systems, sequences, and step-by-step execution. Her attention direction is strongly self-focused, not in a selfish sense, but in the way she filters her environment through internal standards. She probably evaluates situations by asking, "Is this efficient?" or "Does this align with how I believe things should be done?" She seems to be someone who carries high expectations of herself and prefers to work through clarity rather than chaos. Adding to this, Julia also has Mars, Sun, and Mercury all in the first house, further intensifying her personality and sharpening her cognitive and energetic presence. Mars in Uttara Falguni gives her a sense of purpose-driven action. She likely moves with precision and doesn't waste energy. When she acts with clear intent. Her action style is proactive and kinesthetic. She's likely to act quickly when something feels off, using a gut-level sense of direction. The Sun and Mercury in Hasta suggest a brilliant, detail-aware mind. The Sun gives her a natural authority and an urge to lead through structure, while Mercury in the same nakshatra sharpens her communication. Julia likely speaks carefully, thinks critically, and is naturally organized, even in the way she expresses herself. NLP-wise, this supports both auditory, digital, and visual processing. She wants things to look right and make sense, and she probably thrives when she can plan, edit, refine, and optimize. Altogether, Julia's first house tells the story of a person who leads with thoughtful intelligence, purposeful action, and a strong internal compass. She likely doesn't chase external approval. Instead, she moves when her logic, ethics, and instincts are in alignment. Her approach to life is steady, intentional, and grounded in personal clarity. In the fourth house, Julia has Jupiter in Mula and Rahu in Uttara Ashada, creating a powerful and complex emotional foundation. This combination suggests that her inner world is driven by a deep search for truth and a quiet but persistent need to establish emotional clarity and self-trust. Jupiter in Mula gives her a philosophical approach to emotional matters. She likely reflects deeply on her upbringing, emotional patterns, and the role of meaning in her personal life. Mula's influence means she doesn't shy away from emotional excavation. Julia probably has a tendency to dig up the roots of emotional issues, not content with superficial resolutions. This Jupiter shows that she draws strength from insight. She may process emotional events by asking, "What's the deeper lesson here?" or "How does this fit into the bigger picture of who I'm becoming?" In NLP terms, Jupiter supports a general chunking style and an auditory digital filter. She likely understands her emotions by analyzing them through themes, values, or systems of belief. Her emotional processing is internal, meaning she doesn't need external validation to know how she feels. She finds clarity through reflection. Rahu in Uttara Ashada, also in the fourth, intensifies her drive for emotional mastery. Rahu gives a kind of hunger or obsession wherever it sits, and in this case, it points to a powerful desire to create emotional control, order, and moral structure in her inner life. Julia may feel an internal push to get it right emotionally, to have a well-ordered home, a stable inner life, or a clear personal code she can live by. She may have felt early in life that emotional chaos or ambiguity was something to outgrow or conquer. There's also likely a visionary quality to her sense of home. She might imagine or design her private world according to an ideal of integrity, strength, and enduring values. From an NLP standpoint, Rahu here suggests a specific chunk size. She likely notices fine details in her emotional landscape and has a precise sense of what feels in or out of place. Her motivation style is strongly towards. She is pulled toward a vision of emotional clarity, purpose, and excellence. But with Rahu's amplifying energy, she may sometimes feel restless if things aren't emotionally progressing fast enough. Together, Jupiter and Rahu in the fourth house create an emotional profile that is deep, driven, and self-directed. Julia's sense of emotional safety comes from inner wisdom and progress. She likely values emotional insight as much as emotional peace. She doesn't shy away from discomfort if it brings her closer to her truth, and over time, this makes her emotionally resilient, morally anchored, and quietly transformative. In the ninth house, Julia has Saturn placed in Mrigashira, which gives her belief system and long-term worldview a tone of thoughtful inquiry, disciplined questioning, and intellectual persistence. Mrigashira adds a curious, exploratory energy. Julia likely seeks answers not just from tradition or authority, but from lived experience, study, and inner logic. She probably doesn't accept ideas at face value. Instead, she tests them, probes them, and builds her truth piece by piece. Saturn here means this process is slow and deliberate. She might not appear overtly philosophical, but underneath she's always asking, does this align with what I've seen to be true? This placement makes her someone who treats belief as a responsibility. Her worldview is not based on trends or abstractions. She likely needs intellectual clarity and moral consistency. From an NLP perspective, this reflects a matching pattern and a general chunking style. Julia looks for recurring principles, stable structures, and long view consistency. Her action orientation here is reactive. She won't jump into new belief systems easily. She prefers to study, absorb, and test before accepting anything into her framework. Over time, this gives her a strong, reliable moral compass rooted in observation and internal discipline. In the 10th house, Julia has both the Moon in Ardra and Ketu in Punarvasu, giving her public life, career path, and vocational identity a unique emotional and spiritual flavor. The Moon in Ardra brings a deep emotional sensitivity to her professional world. She likely feels work very personally and may have strong intuitive flashes around timing, direction, and the emotional dynamics of her role. Ardra gives her a storm-clearing quality. She might go through waves of destruction and renewal in her career, often leading to sudden breakthroughs or radical changes in path. There's also a kind of emotional toughness underneath. She can weather professional turbulence if she believes it's clearing the way for truth. From an NLP lens, the Moon here supports a reactive, kinesthetic processing style. Julia likely tunes into her work through emotional feedback. She knows when something's off because she feels it, and may take time to respond while processing that feeling fully. Ardra brings a specific chunking style, so she may zoom in on tiny details in her environment or workflow, especially when they feel emotionally charged. She's probably highly attuned to subtle shifts in tone, structure, or interpersonal dynamics at work. Ketu in Punarvasu adds a layer of emotional detachment and spiritual refinement to her public role. She may feel like she's done the standard career script in some deeper or karmic sense, and is now more focused on meaningful, nourishing work that feels aligned with her soul. Punarvasu adds a nurturing, teacher-like quality. Julia might find herself drawn to roles where she restores, reorients, or emotionally guides others, even if it's not part of her formal job. Ketu here gives her an instinct for when to step back and let things unfold, often trusting timing more than strategy. NLP-wise, Ketu reflects dissociation and a general chunking filter. Julia sees the larger patterns and doesn't get overly fixated on external success metrics. She may appear understated in public settings, but she's tuned into subtle signals and knows when something is deeply right or wrong. Her best career decisions likely come not from logic or pressure, but from quiet clarity that surfaces after introspection. Together, the Moon and Ketu make Julia's career path emotionally resonant, intuitively guided, and rich with hidden depth. She may appear reserved, but under the surface, her public choices are shaped by emotional precision and spiritual timing, making her professional life as much about internal alignment as it is about external achievement. In the 12th house, Julia has Venus placed in Maga, which adds a rich, private, and dignified tone to her inner world, spiritual life, and relationship with solitude. The 12th house governs what's hidden, dreams, subconscious desires, retreat, and deep inner processing. And Venus here suggests that Julia experiences beauty, love, and connection most profoundly in subtle, often unseen ways. She may not always express her emotional longings outwardly, but internally, she likely carries a deep yearning for intimacy, loyalty, and soulful connection. Maga, with its royal and ancestral undertones, brings a sense of legacy and inner nobility to her Venus expression. Julia may have a strong inner code of conduct around love and aesthetics, valuing grace, respect, and timelessness over trends or superficial attraction. She likely prefers emotional connections that feel rooted and loyal, even if she doesn't always articulate those needs. There's a kind of sacred privacy to how she loves. She may express devotion more through presence, loyalty, or quiet acts of beauty than through outward romance. From an NLP perspective, Venus in this placement reflects a dissociated solo processing style. Julia probably needs space and privacy to process her feelings about love, beauty, and emotional connection. She may not seek validation, but instead evaluates connection by how deeply it aligns with her own inner values. Her sensory filter is likely kinesthetic, with a touch of visual. She responds to how environments feel, how people carry themselves, and whether there's an atmosphere of sincerity and elegance. This Venus also points to a preference for internal motivation. She follows her inner sense of what is valuable, beautiful, and emotionally true, often without explaining it to others. Her emotional landscape is quietly refined, and she may recharge best in beautiful, peaceful, solitary spaces. Nature, art, or ritual could be particularly restorative for her. Altogether, Venus in Maga in the 12th gives Julia a deeply personal and intuitive relationship with emotion, beauty, and connection. She likely holds her most profound experiences inwardly, expressing them only when trust and resonance are present. Her ability to navigate love and solitude with quiet grace makes her emotionally self-sufficient, yet capable of profound intimacy with those who truly see her.